They are absolutely flying, the Sydney Kings. They're atop of the NBL. They're first, and Brad Newley joining us on the phone. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Thanks for having me, boys. Good to be here.
Got to start. You must be happy with how things are going with the Sydney Kings. They are flying. There's been and competitive matches. I mean, not all these games you've been playing have been complete walkovers. The standard of play, the quality of play has been right up there, mate.
Yeah, no, we've had a had a great year so far. Still a little bit of work to do to finish off the season. But, the standard's definitely up. The quality of the players coming into the league, the imports, the young Australians, I think it's at its best it's been for a lot of years. And, yeah, it's good to be up there on the top. Had a little bit of a slip-up on Sunday, but we can make up for that with a game this week.
How do you go about that, Brad? How do you get the head around 13 wins, 7 losses on the road, Illawarra 96-84 with the loss there. How do you get the mentality just to keep ticking over, knowing there's game after game after game?
I just think it's not necessarily your training, it's your meetings, your video, that kind of stuff, just slight tweaks as you go through the year, because you really don't have that time on the track once you're playing two games a week. It's hard to do that. And unfortunately, with the Illawarra game, we didn't get much of a chance to get together because we played on the Friday and then again on the Sunday. So they got us at a tough spot. And this week, we're lucky enough that we can train and adjust and be ready for our next game. So it's just about kind of training smarter, not crazier, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. Tell us what it's like with the new bloke in there. He's part owner of the club, so do you have to make him coffee every day, mate?
Yeah, you got to stay in his pocket. It's good having him on board. He doesn't really get into that kind of stuff. He's just a player out there, and that's what you respect. And he's having an MVP caliber season, and just feeding off him. It's been good to have him out there, and hopefully we continue in the same way.
Mate, back in 2004, you were obviously with Townsville and you've gone through and you played a lot of basketball all over the world. How does this comp, and I'm looking at as an outsider looking in and watching the coverage, and there seems like the quality is there. How do you rate this season and obviously looking forward to future NBL? The game's in a good place in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, I was having a conversation with someone not long ago saying, it's actually like the young guys in the team, I think, are going to really benefit from what's going on now. Now it's good, but it's going to be even better in, say, 10 years' time and start to get more backing, more popularity. So right now it's really good. The 8 teams, everyone's competitive. As you said, you don't see a lot of blowouts. And, I think it's in a good position in the game. And comparing to leagues around the world, I think it's right up there. We play a real fast-paced style of game, which is a little bit different to the Europeans, where I spent probably nine years of my career there. That was more of a grinded out in the half court, whereas I came back to Australia to put my running boots back on. So, it's a good comp, and the people are getting behind. As you said, kudos, we're averaging about 9,000-10,000 every week. So
it's good.
They're good numbers for Sydney.
Let's crystal ball this. We're just looking at the market there. Came up and it actually says Melbourne United are in front of you blokes to get the win there. Well, actually equal, 275
equal, yeah.
With you guys in the win there, Perth Wildcats. Let's crystal ball this down the track there. Is it going to be you and Melbourne in the big dance? And how confident are you guys just to keep notching over those wins?
Well, we've done a pretty good job earlier on in the year. We got a lot of away wins, which really helps out in the NBL season. So we've got a pretty heavily home-back schedule. But, as we saw on Sunday, you can't completely rely on that because we got beat. But I think, we keep going about our business. We've played really good defence all year. That's been our trademark. We might have slipped a little bit of that over the weekend, but we're talking about that during the week. If we defend the way we defend, we'll definitely give ourselves the best opportunity to right up there come finals time.
Now, Brad, I was fortunate enough to play rugby union for my country, and I usually start every comment by saying, "When I'm back in my day, Andrew Gaze, does he start something similar? Something similar when he gets to training?"
He kind of does, but he doesn't. he was such a great player for a lot of years. Everyone knows that. He tries to avoid that
I think he's mindful of the difference in the game also. Like, there's been rule changes, obviously. You know, the game was a bit long, played longer back and he played. And, you know, but now, even our assistant coach, they sometimes get carried away with a few shoot-arounds and they think they can still go. And you just got to kind of walk away from those conversations at times.
You got to give him a smackdown, don't you, more than anything else?
Yeah, come on, boys. Yeah, 2019.
Brad, got to mention this game. So you play Adelaide, obviously, Saturday night, or Saturday after Arvo, I should say, 10-3. Now, you're pretty short there against Adelaide. You won 45. Where do you see this match being won, mate? Because, look, Adelaide, they won't be, as we've said, pushovers. And traditionally, they travel okay.
Yeah, Adelaide, the funny one with us, they got us twice.
Yeah.
The first two games of the year. We came up short, and then we kind of made some adjustments, and we played them well in the second game, went down, but then the third game we beat them down there. They're just a little bit unpredictable, similar to Illawarra, like you don't know what you're going to get, and I think that's where we need to go back to our defensive ways, because you can't really control what's going on the offensive end, but down the other end you can control your defence, so that's the kind of team. They play a real up-tempo style. We'll definitely have to slow them down somehow and make them play in the half court a little bit. But I definitely think we'll be able to get them, and that'll put us in a little bit of a position where we can go a game ahead, hopefully, on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Brad, thanks for your time for that. We wish you luck for that game against the Adelaide 36ers. And keep doing what you're doing. The league is certainly flying at the moment. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Brad Neely there with Sydney Kings. They are doing well. It's interesting how, with Andrew Bogut coming in, I don't know whether it's, I'm sure it is his influence as well, but it's just sort of stepped up a notch in terms of people watching, supporting, going to the games. As you said there, 8,000 to 10,000 at the game.
Cracking stats, especially for that sport. And also, too, you can watch it. We're talking about Fox, but the coverage is pretty good.